The only way to gain this understanding is internal. You need to give up the false beliefs you are superimposing on the way things really are. There is no external means of removing lust and hatred. If you are pierced by a thorn, you can remove it forever with a needle. But to get rid of an internal attitude, you must see clearly the mistaken beliefs on which it is based. This calls for using reason to explore the true nature of phenomena and then concentrate on what has been understood. This is the path leading to liberation and omniscience. As Dharmakirti says, without losing belief in the object of an afflictive emotion, it cannot be abandoned. The abandonment of desire, hatred, and so forth, which are related to misperceiving advantages and disadvantages, is through not seeing those in objects, not through external ways. When you see that all troublesome emotions, and indeed all problems, arise from a basic misunderstanding, you will want to get rid of such ignorance. The means to accomplish this is to reflect on reasoning that reveals the superimposition of a belief in inherent existence to be totally unfounded, and then to concentrate on the emptiness of inherent existence through meditation. As Chandrakirti, a follower of Nagarjuna and Aryadeva, said, seeing with their minds that all afflictive emotions and defects arise from viewing oneself as inherently existent, and knowing that the self is the object of this, yogis refute their own inherent existence. Aryadeva similarly says that realization of selflessness is the way to stop cyclic existence. When selflessness is seen in objects, the seed of cyclic existence is destroyed. When the roots of a tree are cut, all the branches, twigs, and leaves dry up. In the same way, all the problems of cyclic existence are undermined by removing the misunderstanding that is their cause. The supreme scholar practitioners of India, Nagarjuna, Aryadeva, Chandrakirti, and Dharmakirti, understood that the truth cannot be realized without seeing that we superimpose on people and things a status of solidity and permanence that actually is not there. The emptiness of that false superimposition must be understood. And to do this, they analyzed phenomena through scripture and through reasoning.
This ends Disc 1.